We welcome you back. Torah 101. Want to encourage you to continue to send in questions related to our study. You can email me through our Torah 101 Daily website. That's Torah101Daily.com. There's a contact form in there. As well as on Facebook, Torah 101 Daily, you can message me through our Facebook page. Send questions in, and I would be glad to answer them on our podcast. Today we begin a new parasha, a new portion called Va'era, meaning I appeared. We continue in Exodus, Shemot, chapter 6 today in verse 2, reading from the CJB, the Complete Jewish Bible. God spoke to Moshe. He said to him, I am Adonai. I appeared to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov as El Shaddai, meaning God Almighty. Although I did not make myself known to them by my name, and this is the holy name of God, Yud He Vav He. Which speaks of the idea of God being the self-existent one, or I am, as he appeared to Moses. I am, will send you. Verse 4, also with them I established my covenant to give them the land of Canaan, the land where they wandered about and lived as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, whom the Egyptians are keeping in slavery, and I have remembered my covenant. Remember back in the book of Genesis, chapter 15, when God had spoke to Abraham and told him that he would judge the nation that the children of Israel would serve. In other words, Egypt would fall under judgment. And so now he's recalling that promise, that he's going to bring judgment upon Egypt. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, I am Adonai. I will free you from the forced labor of the Egyptians, rescue you from their oppression, and redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. This is a theme that occurs throughout the Passover Seder, where we remember at the cup of redemption, we remember the promise of redemption, that God would set us free and purchase us for himself. It's interesting how when the children of Israel did depart from Egypt, that they went forth with great possessions, again from the covenant with Abraham back in Genesis 15, that children of Israel would be given great possessions as they left their enslavement. And God, by redeeming his great possession, his people, his firstborn son, he receives. It's a gift to him. The redemption of his people is of great value to the Father symbolized by the children of Israel carrying out great possessions when they were to leave Egypt. Verse 7, I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am Adonai, your God, who freed you from the forced labor of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land which I swore to give Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I will give it to you as your inheritance. I am Adonai. Here a recurrent theme for the Jewish people. Always coming out of tragedy and difficulty, enslavement, occupation, being driven away from their land, and then the promise of the return once again back to the land. It's happening again in the days that we live. The people of Israel returning to the land that God swore to them. It is a picture now of a spiritual reality as well. It's a physical reality, but it's also a spiritual reality. That those who are the children of God by faith always come back to that land in the soul, a land in the spiritual realm where we have a land flowing with milk and honey, flowing in the Holy Spirit, renewed inside, refreshed in our souls. Verse 9, Moshe said this to the people of Israel, but they wouldn't listen to him because they were so discouraged and their slavery was so cruel. Adonai said to Moshe, go in and tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the people of Israel leave his land. Moshe said to Adonai, look, the people of Israel haven't listened to me. So how will Pharaoh listen to me, poor speaker that I am? Now Moses is feeling unworthy, feeling insecure, inferior. But Adonai spoke to Moshe and Aaron and gave them orders concerning both the people of Israel and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. So God once again strengthens the faith of Moses and Aaron by retelling them the word which he had promised. So many times we receive encouragement and a stimulus of faith by going back to his word that he has promised, the scriptures, and being reminded of his everlasting power and his everlasting love. Torah 101.